I think if you're just looking at the term made all through the section there on the lights and the skies.
About what that word means in Hebrew. I got some scientists and Hebrew people up here.
I think we're not working with the word create here in that passage.
I don't know if it's bara or asa that is used there.
I thought it was asa, but I'm not sure. I don't have a Hebrew Bible in front of me. And the NIV just says made all the way through rather than created at this point. Whereas I think he said they use the word create here in some other places. Yeah, he created him. I think the NIV is sticking pretty carefully with made for asa and create for bara, in which case we don't get a create in that particular passage. The question of the whether the earth was ever totally covered by water, I am not sure how things stand in secular geology.
But that's a reasonable.
It appears to be a reasonable suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think there's a big problem in that direction. Largely, your problem, I think, is that the further you go back, the less stuff you've got that you're sure was crust. The further you get back, you just got these sort of these shields and stuff, and what they were doing, I'm not sure. Maybe somebody else has got better information on that.
Water is volatile. That is to say, it evaporates very easily, etc. So driving it out of the interior of the Earth early in the history of the Earth and letting it being also a light substance, not a dense substance, it's going to come up to the surface very easily. Now, above that, you may get some large volcanoes, some large shield volcanoes like Mauna Loa or something like that, that would poke up above. But to get continents, you get a lot of continents or substantial areas of continents, then you need a separation that takes place in the rock itself from the basalt, the granitic, and the floating idea that Bob was talking about here. So in the early Earth, it may be that you get some volcanoes that are poking up over through the water, but the idea of continents would be a later appearance on the Earth rather than an early appearance of the Earth. So for all practical purposes, the early Earth would be covered with water.
The dry ground is really referring to continents.
The land, I have sizable continents there, yes.
Okay.